Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. Joining me right now to talk about Ireland, the most special golf destination, is Alison Metcalf of Tourism Ireland. Welcome to the show, Alison.
Thanks, Anne. Always great to be with you.
It's always great to connect with Alison Metcalf. And Ireland has become such a popular golf destination. And in my opinion, there are many reasons for this. One being that one third of the world's links courses are in Ireland. And that's an amazing statistic, given that Ireland is not that big of a country, Alison.
That's right. I mean, we have 400 golf courses around the island, but to have that kind of, you know, one third of the world's links courses. And of course, that's what Americans love to travel for, that they are unique. And I think it's something that's very special.
And each region has lots to offer and lots of diversity in each region. When you're suggesting places, you know, to visit in Ireland, how does one put together a golf trip? Because there's such an abundance of, you know, riches there as far as parkland courses and links courses. What's the strategy? What should the strategy be in planning a trip, do you think?
Well, I guess it depends whether it's a first-time visit or it's a second-time visit. But I think a good strategy is always do your research and engage the services of a specialist golf tour operator, because they can really save you a lot of time. They can take care of everything for you, your tee times, your accommodation, your transportation. But when planning a trip, I think it's important not to try and sort of do the whole country too, because people look at the island of Ireland and they think, oh, it's not that big. But from a golfing perspective, it really divides quite nicely into sort of four regions. You know, so you might, if you're flying into Shannon, you might look at a golfing itinerary around the southwest, or you might come up to the northwest. You've got the southwest, the northwest, and on Dublin, then you can access obviously Northern Ireland or the southeast. So try and sort of focus in on one or two regions, because that way you'll get to experience some of the best signature courses, but you'll also get access to some of the more hidden gems. So obviously some of those golf courses that are, you know, really sort of popular with Americans, obviously like Ballybunion, some of the signature courses, the Hinch, Waterville, certainly in the southwest, and then in Dublin area, you've got Portmarnock and the K Club. And what's becoming increasingly popular, and there's fantastic golf up in the northwest as well, and often less discovered for a second-time visitor. So think about some of those courses in Donegal. Think about, you know, Carn in County Mayo and Enniscrone in Sligo. There's some fabulous golf up in Donegal, Rossapenna, the new St. Patrick's Day links course. And you've also got Nairn an Port New. There's been huge investment in redesigning those courses. So think about sort of getting off the beaten track if you're if it's a second time visit. And then, of course, Northern Ireland, well, you've got Royal Port Rush, you've got Royal County Down, and of course, you've got other links courses like Ardglass, which is a fantastic course. I know, Anne, you love that one. And you've got Castle Rock, and you've got Port Stewart up in the North Coast. So I would say focus on two regions. Don't try and overdo it. So you get to enjoy the golf, but you also get to enjoy the 19th hole. And I think that's what makes a golfing vacation island so special. It's about the golf, world-class, naturally, but it's also about the hospitality in that famous 19th hole.
And the crack, right? C-R-A-I-C.
The crack. I'm glad you qualified that, exactly. It's that fun.
Which
hospitality
means good fun in Ireland.
Good fun. Yes, it does. And there's plenty of that around.
And another reason, there's such variety of accommodations in Ireland. You can stay in castles, you can stay in manors, there are affordable hotels and B&Bs. That there's so many options as far as accommodations go.
Absolutely. There's something for every style of traveler, every budget. And again, I think with careful planning, depending upon which regions you decide to target, you can, of course, book it yourself. But I would certainly recommend dealing with one of the specialist golf tour operators, because they can save you a lot of time and hassle, and they make it sort of turnkey for you. But yes, lots of great accommodation options. And, of course, lots of great places to eat as well. And that's something that some people don't always realize in Ireland, that the culinary offering now is can rival anywhere in Europe. There's been a huge focus on and developing our culinary offerings. So great food wherever you stay, whether you're staying in some of the five-star castles, whether you're staying in B&Bs or some of the smaller hotels, wherever you go, you will get a good culinary experience. There's a real commitment to using local ingredients and producing local dishes.
Oh, absolutely. Rory, our fearless leader in Ireland this past week, took us to some incredible restaurants. And we every meal just was unbelievable. So the culinary certainly is worth mentioning as well. Let's talk about some of the championships that Ireland will be hosting. In the near future, we have the Irish Open, which I talked about briefly in my intro, September 6th to the 9th at the K Club in Kildare. And I understand that they actually are going to be hosting the Irish Open there in 2025 and 2027 as well. So it's a
That's
big
right.
commitment
yes.
for this Arnold Palmer design.
It is, yes. So as you said, it's going to be held that in 25 and 2027. Other tournaments, obviously, we're hosting the Ladies Irish Open, which is the KPMG Irish Open at Dromoland Castle. So that's at the end of August, 31st of August, the 3rd of September. And I think that's a really interesting one for us as the ladies. Golf game really grows, and also Ireland's sort of profile within that with golfers such as Leona Maguire doing extremely well on the PGA Tour, also Stephanie Meadow. So that's another tournament. Of course, the big one is the Open Championship coming back to Royal Portrush in 2025. Very excited about that, following the success of the 2019 Open. And I think in 2019, that really sort of re-established Portrush, put them back on the map as being a world-class course and back in the rotation. So to see it come back so soon is really testament to the success of that. And then as we fast forward to 2027 again, we have the Ryder Cup back in Ireland at Adair Manor in County Limerick. So lots happening. The world's eyes will be on Ireland, on the golf courses as well as the golfers.
Just so many huge events there. As you mentioned, Irish Women's Open at Dromoland Castle, which is just an incredible luxury property. And the golf course underwent a £2 million upgrade prior to they're hosting the 2022 tournament. And they're doing more renovations ahead of this 2023 event. And as you mentioned, Leona Maguire, she will be playing. And boy, what a last couple of years Leona Maguire has had. Then you mentioned the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. What a great venue for the Open Championship. And what a great testament, Alison, that you know they played it there in 2019, and they're going to be hosting again in 2025. That's not too many years in between. So great testament to how well the club and the area really handled the Open Championship, right?
Absolutely, and plans are very much underway now for the 2025 game. And I think what is also interesting is with that, we're seeing a lot of new hotels opening up around that sort of Causeway coastal area up around Portrush, new investment in accommodation. So they'll be well able to accommodate more international visitors wanting to take in the tournament. But it was a great success. And I think it was also, I mean, that the whole of the island of Ireland embraced it too. So not only did we have international, you know, visitors there, but it was a huge huge turnout. And of course, 2019 was obviously, it was capped off with an Irish winner, with Shane Lowry winning. So there's always a lot of pressure on the Irish golfers when the Open is played on the island of Ireland. And of course, there's always a lot of pressure on the Irish golfers at their home tournament. And it's great that Rory, as you mentioned, the Irish Open is coming up, the Horizon Irish Open at the K Club. He will be back. He's to play. And for some of your listeners out there, they might remember that Rory won the Irish Open back in 2006 at the K Club. So of course, he knows very well.
And you mentioned the Ryder Cup at Adair Manor in 2027, not too far away. And oh my gosh, what a venue Adair Manor is. I went there. I know the Canes, the Irish American family who they lived in New Jersey, and they owned the manor and then hired Robert Trent Jones Sr. to design the course originally. And it was a gorgeous parkland layout. And then J.P. McManus, you know, one of the wealthiest men in Ireland, he bought it and had Tom Fazio redesign it. And they call it the Augusta National of Ireland. I mean, it is so pristine and so perfect that nothing is out of place on that golf course there. And it's a five-star castle property as well. Just incredible, Adair Manor.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it really has sort of, with all of that investment that you talked about, it really has sort of propelled, I think, Adair Manor to global recognition as a great host for tournaments such as the Ryder Cup. And also worth pointing out that its accessibility to Shannon Airport, I mean, provides a wonderful gateway to the Southwest. Whether you're coming to the Ryder Cup or you're just coming to play golf in the Southwest, I mean, Shannon offers a great opportunity to take in Adair, but also other courses such as Lahinch, Doonbeg, you know, Ballybunion, Waterville and Tralee. So I know that's important to golfers. Shannon is a great gateway for the Southwest and the West as a whole, including Adair.
Tour and direct flights from JFK to both Shannon and Dublin airports, right?
Yes, Shannon, this year we have access from New York, Boston, and Chicago. And we hope, obviously, to see that access improve as we move into 24 and 25. But pretty good access right now. And, of course, lots of direct air access from 16 gateways across the United States into Dublin. So, again, Dublin is it's a great road from Dublin right across the middle to Galway, and you can go north or south on the Wild Atlantic Way. Or, of course, you can head south of Dublin or north of Dublin. So the golfing regions of Ireland are all very accessible.
Yeah, and it's actually faster to fly from JFK to Ireland than it is to fly from JFK to Los Angeles. It's a quicker
flight.
That's
right. Way more brag ability. Depending upon what your viewpoint is. If you're a golfer, yes. Maybe for other things, maybe not. I don't know. But yes, you're absolutely right. The ease and convenience of access is obviously critical.
And before I let you go, Alison, I wanted to talk about just the caliber of golfers to come out of Ireland. Is so unique for a small country, you know, from Paul McGinley, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Seamus Power, Leona Maguire, as you mentioned. Why do you think that's the case, that Ireland has produced so many top professional players?
It's a great question, and it's a question I get asked quite a lot. I think, firstly, there's a really strong golfing structure in Ireland. So the Golfing Union of Ireland recently branded itself actually as Golf Ireland. They're the body that minister golf north and south. So golf is played at a junior level, you know, around the island of Ireland. So you would have had like Rory McIlroy playing with Shane Lowry, for example. But at junior level, I mean, amateur events are played on some of the great links courses, I mean, that Ireland has from an early age. And there's huge investment in the junior game. So if you're, you know, you're a junior and you're showing promise and you've got talent, you're going to be fed into the system. And I think that plays a big role. And then you have this opportunity, if you come through that system, to represent your province first. It could be Ulster or Munster, or depending on where you're from. And then if you come through that sort of system, you will then obviously have the opportunity, you know, to play for Ireland at an amateur level. So I think that's a fundamental reason why we have so many golfers for such a small destination. There's a good golfing structure there. It's very organized, and there's a significant investment in that. And you know, the ladies' game or the girls' game follows a similar kind of approach. Perhaps, you know, has not been as well developed in the past, but again, is coming on leaps and bounds. So I think there's the structure around it, plus the great golf courses, and juniors get to play those golf courses from a very early age.
Absolutely, it's so accessible to everyone. I mean, it's kid-friendly, female-friendly. Juniors naturally kind of pick up the sport when they're young. And even if you want to, if a visitor wants to play a private course over there, you know, it's just a matter of a tour operator or somebody just making the connection. And they're very welcoming to non-members.
That's
which
right.
I think is so different than over here. So,
well, I think that's a very, very good point. I think it's, you know, that's the other point, though. Often make it. It's a very inclusive game. I mean, it's not, you know, I suppose it's not as such an elitist game as it can be in some countries. It's an inclusive game, and you know, schoolboys, you know, they go out and play in their summer holidays and things, and it's very accessible. And there's lots of great golf, and it's affordable. So that is obviously plays a big part. Plus, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the Irish just love sport in general. So and golf's a big part of that. But and the great outdoors. So I think that plays a part. But to your point, it's accessible, and for overseas golfers, you're absolutely right. The private clubs open up, you know, their tee sheets to visiting golfers, have a number of tee times throughout the season. And yes, you can go direct, or a great way in is through the tour operators, who obviously have access to those.
Always a pleasure, Alison Metcalf. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope to visit with you again soon.
Okay, Anne, thanks very much.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com.